This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of underscoring Christ in Christmas. So about this time last year, I was talking to my friend Tim, who is affiliated with the Safe Families Children Organization. And if you're not familiar, this is an organization where one family takes in the children of another family that's in crisis while the adults of that family get back on their feet. And so the goal is to keep the children safe and the family intact. Tim was telling me about this single mother of two who was about to deliver her third child when she learned that her new place wouldn't be ready for another 3 weeks. So she needed a place to stay, and Tim and his wife, Joan, opened their home and their hearts to this family for the next 3 weeks. Now, after the family moved into their new place, Joan sat at the kitchen table and shared with Tim that she felt so behind for the holidays. She looked around the house and felt like nothing was done. Decorations weren't up, and not one gift was purchased and was underneath the tree. Tim leaned over to his wife and said, "Honey, we just gave a homeless family a place to live for 3 weeks. We might not have decorations up or gifts under the tree, but we're already celebrating Christmas." So as you celebrate the Christmas season, remember to underscore Christ in your Christmas. So I'm asking you today, what gift of love or compassion will you give to someone in need this year? And as you think about that, remember these words. "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Matthew 25:40. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, underscore Christ in your Christmas.